Today, the DA will be laying a complaint at the Public Protector in South Africa calling for a full and urgent investigation into serious corruption allegation in the city of Ekurhuleni. In our submission to the Public Protector, we set out allegation that officials within the city of Ekurhuleni may have influenced city council vote in exchange for direct funding to the political parties of certain councillors. The DA believes there are clear grounds for an investigation within the Public Protector's jurisdiction, including possible contravention of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act. The complaint further centers on allegation that the city manager, Mr. Kagiso Lerutla, abused his position as a group chief financial officer to direct millions of rands in public funds to the ANC-aligned proxy parties as a so-called protection fee, and this is in exchange for political favors. If proven true, this will represent a deliberate and coordinated looting of public resources at the highest level of the municipalities. Complaint seeks to answer critical questions that goes into the heart of governance in the city of Ekurhuleni. We will be asking, were public funds diverted for the personal or political benefit of councillors and parties? Did the ANC mayor, Kosindiphile Tsakaza, enable or turn a blind eye to the alleged corruption? Have any other parties, including Action SA or other councillors, quietly benefited from these schemes? This is a direct betrayal of the resident of Ekurhuleni. Funds that should have been used to fix potholes, maintain infrastructure, and keep the lights on and deliver basic service have allegedly been diverted to fund backroom political deals. At a time when communities are struggling with failing service delivery, such abuse of public money is indefensible. The DA maintains that every rand of public money must be spent in the interest of resident and not to sustain corrupt political networks. The city of Ekurhuleni is not for sale, not to corrupt officials, not to the ANC and its proxies, and not to any party willing to trade governance for its patronage. As the DA mayoral candidate for the city of Ekurhuleni, I will not stand by while corruption robs residents of dignity and service delivery. We will continue to fight accountability and ensure that those implicated are held responsible and work to restore a government that puts its residents first.